Shane Knighty joins us. Knighter, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We are doing well. As a former defenseman, man, you must be watching the Jets this year with a smile on your face. Like, this team, all their numbers suggest they are much better defensively. Is it just Paul Maurice, or you know, how much is it Paul Maurice, and how much is it the players finally saying, okay, we got to play a system?
Well, I think it's equal parts. And every coach has their X's and O's, right? But it's up to the players to execute them. And you go around the league, not much differs from team to team, coach to coach. But how the players go out and perform it is really what makes the difference, how the players buy in, how they execute. And Paul Maurice, the interesting thing is he says we're not there yet, he says, but we have a foundation or a basis in our defensive zone that the guys are comfortable with. And he says because our compete level is so high, those little places where they may be 2 feet off making the play, 2, 3, 4 feet off, you know, making a play where a mistake happens, it's not as dramatic as it was in the past because they have a foundation that they've all bought into. And the best way to sell that is to see results. So, you know, it's kind of gone hand in hand. The players have bought in, done what he's asked. They've seen the results. So the sell has been a lot easier for the coach.
Shane, you can play better in your own end. You always have to if you want to have success. That said, if your goaltending stinks, we're seeing this here in Edmonton, you're not going anywhere. I didn't think Andre Pavlik was the guy to get it done in Winnipeg, to be honest. You know, in preseason, I said that. I'm dead wrong so far. What's the difference in him?
Well, I believe it goes hand in hand. You put any goaltender in a system or on a team where they're defensively poor, unless you were talking about, you know, the top five or the elite tenders of the league, they're going to struggle. They're going to have bad nights. You put a good defensive system in front of pretty much anyone, a team that can clear the rebounds, that can take away those second and third opportunities, you're going to have success. And Andre Pavlik, he didn't go out and learn a new skill this year. I think the biggest thing with him is he took a lot of heat. I think it was a mental issue. I think it was a confidence issue. I think they worked for that this summer. And then he's come out and he's seen in front of him a team performing a lot better. So that has helped him. And maybe the push from Michael Hutchinson. I'm a big believer in internal competition. Hutchinson, who nobody's still really heard of, is off to a fantastic start as a backup netminder. So you got two goalies kind of pushing each other. Pavlik's feeling good. And it's a good situation to have, but you talk about goaltenders. Yeah, I say they need to make the first save. You need a goaltender that can make the first save regardless.
Shane Knighty joins us. Shane, the Jets, has their buy-in to their system because they're just not as offensive as they thought they were? Is there a realization that they're not going to win every game 4-3 finally?
Well, I think that's probably one of the biggest keys is they realize, well, to win games, you're going to have to work as hard as you can, and it's going to be a one-goal game. And, you know, I hate referencing back, but I remember joining the Boston Bruins in 08 from Anaheim when Boston, we climbed. I remember how hard that team had to work, and every game was 2-1, 3-2. And we climbed into eighth spot, took Montreal to seven games. But that kind of set the precedent and kind of set everything in motion for the Bruins that next year, almost winning the Presidents. We won the East. And you have to have that where teams learn how to win, and then you build your game around that. Before, the Jets would cheat. They would take chances. Yeah, they get offense, but they were giving up way too much. So I think that has been a big part, as you said, what's the key is they've learned, yes, this is how it's got to be. If they want to win games, it's going to be hard-fought battles every night.
Shane, you know, Paul Maurice is a smart hockey man, whether it's X's and O's on the whiteboard, talking to the players or even talking to the people in the media. He'll never come out and say this, but everybody's got in that room has got to be thinking going into tonight, come on, boys, let's just do what we do. Let's not be the team. You know, you've got an Oilers club coming in, struggling mightily. You don't want to be that slump buster.
No, you don't. And you know what? It's a scary thing. And you know, I think back, you know, when I played, those were the teams that, for whatever reason, you know, you're always a little afraid. I'm sure a lot of them were cheering, hoping that the Oilers would have got past Arizona, so they got that one win. But, and you mentioned Paul Maurice, and One thing I really admire about him, I think he's a tremendous hockey mind, but the fact that he talks about how he's evolved as a coach. You're talking about a guy that's, I don't know what, it's almost 1,200 games now he's coached. It's a ridiculous amount, for still a relatively young man. But he talks about evolving, about learning. You know, he's been hired, he's been fired, he's gone through that. He's gone over to KHL, but he continues to learn. And he wants the preparation and communication are two things he talks about. So you mentioned, yes, the preparation of the Winnipeg Jets much better this year. He's done a good job of instilling that confidence in them and making sure they're ready for games in any situation, like the one tonight against an Oilers team that is struggling.
Shane Knighty from TSN in Winnipeg joined us. They are definitely struggling. Shane, a guy that you played with in Boston, Andrew Ferentz, came out and really ripped his team after the game because it was a joke how they're playing with some things. And then he went on to say that, you know, hey, it's, you know, you got to get past the point where you're convincing young guys to come to the rink and not feel sorry for them. You should be happy in the NHL. And then today, Taylor Hall referenced how Winnipeg's a great rink and just another reason for us to be happy playing in the NHL. You sense, obviously, there's a little bit of acrimony right now in the locker room. Can that actually be a good thing? Like, at some point, maybe you don't like your teammates, that can actually eventually turn into a good thing, because this team doesn't play with a whole bunch of hatred or passion on the ice to the opposition.
Well, and this is a question that if we really got into it, I could talk to you for a whole hour on, because I'm a big believer, and yes, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but you have to have positive results. And, you know, I grew up in an era where you have to wear your big boy pants and be able to take that. Nowadays, it's a different athlete. There's a sense of entitlement in the league, and I'm not saying it's on the Oilers or the Jets, but it does sprinkle throughout the league where players are told how good they are, they're high picks, not even high picks, they get all this money, their agents, their parents. They've never heard a bad thing in the world about them. So once they do, it's all of a sudden a shock to them. Well, you know what? That's the real world. If you have a job or whatever, you're expected to do things. And I come and I grew up in that era of, you know, older veteran players that, you know what, there's nothing wrong with having that little bit of conflict in the room and reacting in the right way. It should be something where it sparks something on you and you get a little bit of a burr in the belly and get ready to go. Get growly, go out there. If you're that upset about it and upset with somebody says, prove them wrong. Go out there and do something. So I don't have a problem with that. Maybe, you know, people maybe say I'm a little too old school, but, you know, I realize where the game's at, but you have to be able to have that in the room. You have to be able to work out issues. And if you can't hold one another accountable, then you got some serious problems going on.
Well, Shane, I don't know that it's old school, but I know what you're saying. If you've got some acrimony, that might not be great if it goes too far, but it's still a heck of a lot better than a bunch of guys shrugging their shoulders and saying, I don't care. Because if that sinks in, then you're dead in the water.
Yeah, there has to be a limit, and it has to be handled properly. You have to have the right guys in there where you can work your problems out. It's like a family. I've been in dressing rooms, and you're going to have different personalities. You're going to have different nationality. You're going to have different everything, but you have to come together. And this goes outside just the talent in playing the game. There has to be, you know, a trust factor. Everybody has to know their roles, how big, how small. All those things factor into becoming a successful team. And you know what? I think you're right. There has to be a certain way in which you handle it. You can't just go in and constantly be on each other about being better, but you have to have the ability to say it in the right manner to maybe wake a guy up and get him going.
Did anybody do that with the Jets? You know, Andrew Ladd, is he a guy, did he ever challenge Evander Kane? Because Kane seems, you know, I know people got all up in arms about an Instagram photo, which I couldn't care less about. But, Kane seems to be a lot different, a lot quieter player in Winnipeg.
I think he has, pitch or whatever. For him, it's about going out there. Right now, I think probably more than anything, what people have said, just four goals. And do they call out? I think it's tough to say. I think it's a lot more vocal room this year. There is a big difference in the way in which you hear them talk, not only in practice, but in games on the bench. When I work the games between the bench, it's a lot more vocal of a team than it has been the past 3 years. Whether that's, I don't know if it's calling one another out, but it's certainly pushing each other And I think it's been a big part of the success. And again, was that come from Paul Maurice? Maybe. Within the room, I hear it's a more vocal group. So, you know, there are some things. And Evander Kane, he's a guy that's got to toe the line like everybody else. And I think they want to make it a team. You know, nobody's above anyone. So, and part of that is shown in the way they're playing. It's not about points right now. It's about buying into a system to find the 2 points each and every night.
Shane, how much is being without Toby Enstrom going to hurt that blue line group back there?
Well, I think over a long period it will. I think short term, yeah, they're going to get by and they're going to find guys. Guys are going to get opportunity, but Enstrom's really their only like quality puck moving defenseman. He has the ability to move that puck, to get them into transition. You know, he makes sure they spend less time in their own zone. Everybody says he's small. Well, he can be as small as he wants, but he makes one pass and you're gone. He can defend well. He's a long stick. So, yeah, he's going to be missed. I think short-term, they've done a good job, you know, in his absence. But over a long period, they sure hope it's not too long anyway.
Shane, I always appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight.
Well, it was a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.